keep updated.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
12:37 here on the Midday Report. Let's go to the State Capture Commission now, where the Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo hearing evidence about Eskom and the Estina Dairy Farm project. And that's all from the former Minister of Mineral Resources, Mosa Benzi Zwane. He's been speaking about the choir and that trip and the Guptas and his iPad into Kwana Ngatane. It must be fascinating listening to what Mosa Benzi Zwane has to say about how he lent his gadget to one of the choir members.
Yeah, Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo is not quite convinced, because one, Mr. Wenzi Zwane says he had no idea that when he lent his iPad to this choir member, he would be sending an email about a trip to India. It's a coincidence that he ended up on the same trip with the same people on the same day to India, even on the same flight, and they came back at the same time. And he says he had other business, and that business had to do with trying to go and meet a few people there, including people from Paras. That's the company that would be subcontracted by Estina to manage the Fede Dairy Farm or Estina Dairy Farm. But he also says he didn't know that Paras is actually the company that was eventually directly contracted by the department, but it was Estina. And he only found out after he had left the Department of Agriculture as MEC. So, Mandy, at the end of the day, it sounds a bit unbelievable, but we are listening.
So let me just try and understand this. So he's saying that it was a coincidence that his choir was on the same flight as him, and that he didn't know that when he lent his iPad to a choir member that they were arranging the details for this trip.
Yeah, and it appears that the people who were communicating with the choir member, or at least with his iPad, because we don't know who was behind it, but the people that were communicating with the iPad from Sahara Computers had actually paid for the trip. And he was one of the people whose itinerary was on there, including details about him not sharing accommodation with anyone. So he says the fact that he ended up on this flight that was paid for by the Guptas and on the same day is really just a coincidence, because he just asked for a lift to go to India, but also on this particular instance, as far as he knows, this particular trip was paid for by the department that he had come from. There is another instance where he says he hitched a ride with the Guptas on a trip to India, Mandy.
Amazing. What an amazing coincidence that is. Ntukwana Ngatane watching the State Capture Commission for us. There are no such things as coincidences, Mosa Benzi Zwane, but that is a great tale. Lockdownville saying on Twitter, so what we have learned today, never loan your iPad to dodgy choir members. You never know what they will get up to.